A major investment in commuter rail is now complete. Governor Eric Holcomb joined other state and federal officials Monday to cut the ribbon on the South Shore Line's double-track project. It'll bring 7 more weekday trains in each direction in and out of Chicago, along with reduced travel times. Holcomb says the project solves problems and creates new opportunities.
What is priceless to me is the cost savings in terms of time. When you get time back in your life, hard to put a value on that.
The project added nearly 18 miles of new track over a 26-mile corridor, but it also eliminated 20 grade crossings in Michigan City and largely rebuilt a few of the stations. Mike Noland is the president of the Northern Indiana Commuter Transportation District.
It's a brand new station here in Gary Miller. In Ogden Dunes, like here, we have high-level boarding platforms. So not only is this great for our ADA customers, it's also great for bikes.
Noland says the project finished on time, and he expects it to end up around $50 million under budget. For Lakeshore News, I'm Michael Gallenberger.